Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 11:30 in the Eastern Time Zone, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to talk about WrestleMania weekend, and man, what a weekend it was. You know, I already talked about the NXT TakeOver event, so I'm not going to talk about that, but I am going to talk about everything from the Hall of Fame all the way through to SmackDown last night. Now, the Hall of Fame ceremony was, to me, probably the most feel-good ceremony they've had in the last 5 years. Not a whole lot of comedy. They saved that all for DX. It was a lot of touching stories from the enshrinees, and I think that probably made it better. And I mean, everybody that was inducted this year definitely deserved it. Some definitely more than others, but I believe for their own contributions to professional wrestling, everybody that got inducted deserved it. I still can't believe that there are people who have gone in. Well, I can't believe Tori Wilson went in the Hall of Fame before Victoria did, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, DX obviously changed the game when it comes to factions in WWE and in professional wrestling as a whole. The Hart Foundation, one of the greatest tag teams of all time. Harlem Heat, another great tag team. Again, another one of the greatest of all time. The Honky Tonk Man, one of the greatest characters of all time. Brutus the Barber Beefcake, another great character. All definitely, like I said, changed the game when it comes to professional wrestling. And all were definitely deserving of enshrinement in the Hall of Fame. And then that was Saturday night, and then we had WrestleMania on Sunday. And contrary to what a lot of people are saying, and I hate to disagree with some people, but to me, this was the best WrestleMania in 4 or 5 years. I mean, all the action. Kofi Kingston won, finally the first black WWE champion has been crowned. Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins, all three won their respective titles. You had Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin, which was not a great match, but the send-off of Kurt Angle after the match was definitely heartwarming and definitely deserved. You had one of the shortest matches in WrestleMania history with Samoa Joe and Rey Mysterio. And I say one of because nobody's going to ever beat The Rock versus Eric Rowan, which lasted 6 seconds. New women's tag team champions were crowned in the Iconics, and I'll be talking about that in a few minutes when I talk about SmackDown Live. It was just WrestleMania to me, and we didn't have really a whole lot of great entrances. Of course, I thought the best entrance of the night belonged to the returning Doctor of Thugonomics. Which, yeah, I get a little excited when I say that because I've always liked that character. The Doctor of Thugonomics to me is when John Cena was at his absolute best. And I really missed it. And, of course, he didn't have a match, but he laid out Elias. You had so many new champions crowned that it really felt like WrestleMania. Because I don't remember that many championships changing hands in one night ever. You had the Intercontinental Championship change hands, the Raw Tag Team titles changed hands. That happened on the pre-show, but still is part of WrestleMania. The Universal title changed hands. The WWE Championship changed hands. The Women's Tag Team titles changed hands. Both the Raw and SmackDown Women's titles changed hands in the same match, of course. But, of course, that was a winner-take-all match, so... Somebody, at least one of those titles was changing hands. The only titles that really were retained were the United States. Oh, the Cruiserweight title changed hands. The only titles that didn't change hands were the United States and the SmackDown Tag Team titles. All the other titles changed hands. And I think that's great, actually. I think title changes actually make WrestleMania feel more like WrestleMania. And then you had Monday Night Raw, the Raw after WrestleMania, which is usually a huge deal. Honestly, this year it didn't feel like it. The only things that made the Raw after WrestleMania feel like the Raw after WrestleMania were the Lars Sullivan debut and Lacey Evans finally getting physical and straight up jaw-jacking Becky Lynch, which, honestly, I'm okay with that. Like I told somebody on social media today, if you're going to be a heel, if you're going to be new, even if you're not a heel, if you're new to a company, new to a show, what have you, find the biggest dog in the yard. Assert your dominance. That's exactly what Lacey Evans did. I, for one, think that's going to be a hell of a feud. We've got the farewell match never ended up taking place of Dean Ambrose. He was taking on Bobby Lashley, but like I said, the match never got started as Lashley decided to attack Dean Ambrose before the bell, and the match never got underway, and Dean Ambrose was left laying. Now, I have some sources close to Dean Ambrose who say he is not leaving. He is taking some time off. He'll be gone for a while. My sources tell me 6 to 9 months. And I trust my sources. So I would actually expect to see Dean Ambrose back as a surprise entrant in the 2020 Royal Rumble match. Honestly. Let's see. What else happened on Raw? You had the announcement of the Superstar Shakeup, which happens next week on both Raw and SmackDown. So it'd be interesting to see where certain superstars go. If the champions switch brands, or if tag teams are broken up. You had a title for title, winner take all match between Seth Rollins and Kofi Kingston, which was actually, thankfully, interrupted by the bar so that the WWE and Universal titles were not combined, which I really wouldn't want to do that to the WWE title. And then that led to a 6-man tag team match on Tuesday night between The Bar and Drew McIntyre from Monday Night Raw. taking on the New Day. Also on SmackDown Live, new SmackDown Tag Team Champions were crowned when the Hardys showed that they are the dominant brother tag team when they defeated the Usos to become 8-time tag team champions in WWE. Now, there was a backstage interview with Paige where she said that she was going to bring a team to SmackDown to face the Iconics next week. Now, there's a lot of speculation on who it could be. It could be the Sky Pirates, Io Shirai, and Kairi Sane, which, if and when they come to the main roster, they do need somebody to talk for them. So, they would be a good choice because Paige can cut their promos and they can do all the wrestling. Others speculate that it could be Nia Jax and Tamina. Which they don't need promo help that the Sky Pirates would need, so I don't really see why it would be them. They don't really need a manager. It could be they're reforming Absolution with Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville with Paige as their manager. And that could be an interesting turn of events. I could see them as tag team champions, since obviously neither of them is going to be in the women's title picture in the foreseeable future, due to the fact that they combined the titles. I think I watched NXT and NXT UK, and really the only storyline that they advanced was the Pete Dunne Walter storyline, which, I mean, that's the only one from WrestleMania weekend that really, to me, mattered. Well, I shouldn't say that all the other ones mattered, but really the only one that they mentioned that was mentioned on either show, and the only storyline that really got advanced on either brand was the Pete Dunne Walter situation, where Pete Dunne said there will be a rematch. And sign me up for that, because that to me was definitely in the 30 or so matches that happened between NXT, SmackDown, Raw, and WrestleMania. I would actually say it's probably closer to 40 matches. That to me was one of the top five. And it really to me showed what professional wrestling is all about. And all the other matches this weekend really felt like sports entertainment, and I hate that because I grew up with professional wrestling, not sports entertainment. And Vince McMahon, when he changed the game and they started calling it sports entertainment, I won't say I lost my love of it, because I still love it. Obviously, I've been watching it for 35 years. It's just not the same as it was when I was a kid. And I get that things evolve, everything evolves. But honestly, I wish there was more storytelling and less cool moves. I don't think that the cool moves... Now, granted, I love to watch Ricochet. And the 630 is probably my favorite move right now. And I just think that storytelling needs to make a comeback. And the cool moves need to become secondary. That's just one old school fan's opinion. But overall, WrestleMania weekend to me was awesome. I hope WrestleMania is just as good next year. I think going forward, I think over the next year, we could build to some incredible matches. WrestleMania's in Tampa. I wholeheartedly expect Hulk Hogan to host again. I expect Flo Rida to be the musical guest again. And I just think that it's going to be... I think the main event could be... I don't think they'll do women again next year. I really don't. Not that I'm saying that the main event was bad, because it wasn't. But I just don't think that they'll do the main event as women again next year. I think the main event next year could be and this is assuming that Dean Ambrose does come back in 6 to 9 months, like I've been told he will. I think we could get the Shield Triple Threat as main event of WrestleMania next year. And if that's the case, I'm all for that. I think that would be an excellent main event. And I think you have Seth Rollins as the heel. But anyway, those are my opinions and mine alone. And I will be back this Friday, 11:30, to give some more opinions and talk some more about professional wrestling. So be sure to join me. Have a good night, everybody.